And prepare my spell to Monday night.
There are many others say not like that. Many say it's not mamish like Philibitzibor. It's better than Darren Yechidus, but it's not as good as Philibitzibor. So we said already yesterday, the ideal obviously is, as I wanted, the best is that a person starts Shmon Esra, everyone together. That is the ideal situation. Obviously, sometimes things might not happen, but that is certainly what should be striving for that as a regular service. A person should be striving to get that you're starting together with everyone else. It seems if you daven with a chazan, there's a maid that daven every word with him. It's also not so easy. So we said this yesterday, that person who can't concentrate on this properly. So either way, let's say, for example, he can't start with a chazan because the chazan goes too fast to get to Kedusha. And this person, it's too fast for him to go. So he's allowed to start before him, wait by Machaya Mesim or whatever, and then say Kedusha with him. And then he could do his own pace. Ideally, if you can, it's best to say word for word. If you can't, so we said already yesterday, that ideally, the next idea is that the brocha of Shemir Tefillin, you should finish with him. And Moedim, you should bow with him. Or at least you should be able to Shem HaDachon HaOilis. You should be able to bow at the same time. If you can't do that, then whatever brocha you're in, you bow with him, actually. Unless you're at the beginning of a brocha, the end of a brocha. Then you mustn't add a bow. But it's quite complicated. It's best, that's what I'm telling you, it's best to come on time to shul. I'm trying to make it as complicated as it is to show you that it's best to come on time to shul. Okay, so if someone couldn't keep up with a chazan, and he's in the middle of Shema Kelein, and the chazan says Moedim, so if he just started Shema Kelein, he should not bow. If he said Baruch Hashem Shemei Tefillah, he should not bow. But anyway, in the middle of the brocha, he's allowed to bow. Any brocha, you don't, at the beginning and end of the brocha, so I don't want you to bow down at all. But that is what we said yesterday.
Why did you choose Shemei Tefillah, not
Ritzei? Why what?
Why did you choose Shemei
Tefillah? Just whatever came out. That was that we said yesterday. Then we said also, when the Bichas Kohenim, let's say, let's show it, do probably Bichas Kohenim. So someone started with a chazan, let's say, word for word, he comes to the Bichas Kohenim. So he doesn't say Bichas Kohenim with a chazan, but he answers on main to the brocha. Interesting, actually. He answers on main to the brocha. And if and here in Chosos, you don't say the Kohenim, you say it with a chazan. You don't say that either. That was the chiddush. I got actually the same verse quoted yesterday, which I didn't understand. But we said yesterday, if someone started Shemon Esra not with a chazan, because he started with a tzibur, and he's doubling slowly, gets to Machaya Mesim, and he hears a chazan starting Chazor Shashat. So he wants to know, can he wait there and say Kedusha with the chazan? I don't know what the problem was, but Leket Yesho is a freedom to say, for he writes over here, Yochashim Espar Yudches Brochus. The sum of the sign for us occurred when his intention was to finish before the chazan started. When he came to Chaya Mesim, his chashatz, Yud Ches, he starts Chazor Shashatz, Hayochid Eine Rishai Lahantin, interesting, he's not allowed to wait for the shatz to get from Chaya Mesim. He doesn't say why, I don't know what the cheshman is, he's trying to put up, but the Rishai says he shouldn't do it.
If he's not yet up to
Machaya Mason, yeah, looks like,
can.
Yeah, it looks like it's alright. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know what it means. I'm not sure what Mopsha is, what he's saying. I don't know what it means. Yeah, it looks like he shouldn't wait. But if you're not up to there already, it looks like it's not a problem. I don't know. Okay, then we spoke about someone does Nusach Ashkenaz and the Shul Dam and Nusach Svat, Chan Dam Nusach Svat, or vice versa. So there it seems that's unanimous. Till Hokeda Kodesh, you should say the same as the Chazan when you say with him. From Akeda Kodesh, the Machlokas, Chaim Kineski, he says that you can do your own Nusach from then onwards. Shlomo Zalman says one should stick to the Chazan the whole time. Stick with the Chazan. That was more or less what we said yesterday. Finally, we said that that's also Shalom. The Chazan makes a mistake in his Shemona Esra. I mean, he's done it quite Shemona Esra, he's made a mistake. He's got Yalav Yovah and Rosh Chodesh Shacharis. Now, what does he do? So he realizes that Sim Shalom, he's forgot to say Yalav Yovah. So the Shulchan Aruch seems that the Poskim say, just making kits over here, brings down the Maisa, because of Tilchot the Sibura, Shat Shitzor, but we also belach, as Dorosh Shemach Mosul Soy Lachse, he's supposed to go back. Imayah came a Mariv, so interesting, if it's in Mariv time, so I don't always mean Mariv, let's say it's Mariv on Yom Tov night, he forgot to see Yalav Yovi. So he's finished Mariv, what happens? He's realized now he's not made a mistake, so he can't go back really, because he's going to make a tikkun zibura. So what does he do? So he finishes off Mariv, and at the end of Mariv, when everyone's gone home, he's done it again. Because he owes the Mariv, he owes the Shemon Esra. He says, actually, interesting. He says over here, on Shah Tfilis, or other Tfilis, then he relies on Chazos HaShat. So on a Rosh Chodesh Shachris, he forgot Yalav Yavai. He's up to Sim Sholem.
Should go back to the same?
No, he doesn't have to. It looks like he's allowed to finish off and rely on Chazos HaShat. It's a massive chiddush actually. The Prophet asked this question, how can he carry on the Ma'aseh? The Shemoneh Esrei is no good. How does he have to carry on the Shemoneh Esrei? No, but it makes more sense for him to stop where he is.
Yeah, and then just start. To go back to
the it's Tehillah, it looks like. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Okay, well, so let's start today's topic. Very, very interesting, actually. Well, it shouldn't be so interesting, this one, but it is interesting. Someone comes in late to shul. Now, as we said, the ideal is to catch shul and esther with the tzibur. So, what do you miss out in order to catch I must say, it's a big machlokes. I didn't realize it, actually. Then say a person comes in late enough, he makes a cheshbon, look, whatever I miss out, I'm not going to catch the sinai shemoneh esrei with everyone else. Do these halachas also apply to chazoras hashatz? Because is that called tefillah b'tzibur, the same thing? You hear Rabbi say? Can you miss out parts of davening in order to get the loud shemoneh esrei with a chazan? So actually, the Prima, who is it? It's the Prima God. Let me just see what the Prima God is.
Anyway?
What?
What is the Hetzer to
miss out? Ah, well, we'll come to that. Yeah, Robin. So the Prima God is the Mistapik, if a person realizes he cannot get the first Shemun Esra, he can only get with a chazan. When the chazan says it loud, should a person miss out? He is actually noted that it's no good, you should not miss out. But the Maestro, many other apostles say you can miss out. So he's asking, what's the Hetzer to miss out? So I must say it's interesting. The idea of missing out is because that Shemoneh Esrei is such a main focus that this you have to strive to get. And therefore it's kedai to cancel some of the davening in order to get there. It's not unanimous, I must tell you. If you look at the beginning of Nun Beis, where these halachas are, here, Mishnah brings out the Chatchila, he starts off, Roy Lovo in the Beis HaKnesset Rashkoma. Of course, it's correct to come to shul on time, kedai shlo yisrael davening, in order to avoid skipping out. Because of Svarim, Shah Magid, his Nebesh Yosef, Nebesh Yosef has a special connection with someone who came to him, and the Magid told Nebesh Yosef that you should daven in order, not jumping out. Ki ha'oisekein, those who miss out change the order of davening. Mahapech hatzinoiris, you're interfering with a pipe. You're interfering with a pipe work. Not a good idea, Moshe. Keep the pipes as they are. You shouldn't interfere with the pipe work. Go straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like this. And when you start backing them out with the Pesukah Zimri, you change this order around, that order around, your interfering was not good. How about Shemaisa? That's why some Anshemaisa daven only in order, even if they came late. However, he writes, Mitshuvat Hacham Tzvi, Shemaisa Kosm Seder Azor, Shemaisa Kosm Seder, that's only when you're not done with the Tzibur. If you're daven with the Tzibur, the first thing to concentrate on is to get Shemaisa with everyone else. So if you have to miss out, you have to miss out. He says, it's not ideal, but if that's the only choice you got, that is what you should do. But he says, you should come on time. So once a person comes late, you can understand, but as a regular thing, that's not what should happen. So we're talking about now, when we're talking about someone's come late, we're talking about he's got his tefillin on, his talis on, and now he wants to know, what should he daven to be able to get with the tzibur to daven the Sinai Shemoneh Esrei? That's the question we're talking about, yeah? Moshe here, what should he miss out?
So
no, so that's you want to get Moshe. You want to get Shemoneh Esrei, that's what you're trying to get Moshe. Don't miss that out, it's the main thing.
No.
You miss the whole boat, you miss out Shemoneh Esrei.
Yeah.
You want to get to Shemoneh Esrei, you want to get to Shemoneh Esrei, you want to get to Shemoneh Esrei, what do you miss out? So again, Mr. Moore starts off as well over here, and he says that ideally, comes a bit later, Anatis Yadayim, and a kind of Shomer, and Bechaz HaTorah, want you to stay before davening. Because otherwise you're going to have problems after davening. So it's best to have answers to time sorted out, Bechaz HaTorah, and then a kind of Shomer. So you've got your talis on, your tefillin on, Moshe. You said answers to time, you said, then a kind of Shomer, you said, and Bechaz HaTorah, you said. Now, the question is, what to do next? What do I go to next? That's the question. What?
Broch,
so Broch is actually because of Shachar. Because Shachar, the pastor she missed out because of Shachar. If you haven't got enough time, we're talking about you've got very limited time. So if you're most limited, I mean, you've come in the Moshe in the middle of Halalukos already. Yeah, you got your tasks filling on. You said the Broch, the kind of Shama, and they say you die a bit of terror. And now you're there in the middle of Halalukos, quite late. So what should you do? So the basic is the very first thing one should do if one can is Bar Shama Ashrei and Yishtabach. And then, Yetzirah, you don't miss anything. You go Kaseidah. Pashtus in Yetzirah, that whole section, you can't miss anything out. You cannot miss anything out. I'm not saying it's always that Pashtus. That's the general consensus of Poskim, is that Birchas Krishma has to be said from Yetzirah all the way through in order. You got your Siddur Moshe? Yeah? What?
Shabbos as well,
yeah. Because Yetzirah should not, it's always one Seder. From Yetzirah all the way through to Beis Krishma till Shemini Esrei should be said without missing anything out.
Well, Shabbos, you say
Nishmas,
isn't that one of the...
That's also one Ikrim on Shabbos. If you've got time, Nishmas comes before Lopsuk because it's Zimmer actually. It's got a Kadima, Nishmas got a Kadima. But on a weekday, you'll see there's a certain order. So on a weekday, the order's like this. So, as you said, you're talking about Bosh, if you can, this is talking about Bosh Shama, Ashrei, Yishtabach. And then, if you've got more time, let's go in order. You've got a bit more time, you say Halalukah. Which one should you say? You should say the one, Halalukah Bekotche. That's the last one. Halalukah Bekotche. Short one. Short one. Right, last one, short one. More times, Halalukah Hashem and Hashemayim. That's number two before that, one before that, so two before that. They're short ones. Next one is Kol Halalukos. The next one, you've got more times, say all the Halalukos. More times, say Vayavar David. A bit more time, you say Hodel Hashem until Vahu Racham, possibly Racham. And then, wherever you've got more time for that, you can add. In fact, the possibly say, interesting, let's say someone thinks I'm not going to make it in time, so I'll just do Borosh Rama Ashrei Yishtabach. Now, I sir, he gets to Yishtabach, and the Chazans just stop for some reason. He's decided to play about. He's not moving. So you can go back now to Pesukei Zimra, and you can add any Pesukei Zimra you want.
In whatever order.
Yeah.
After Yishtabach. Yeah.
Before Yishtabach. Before you say Yishtabach. Yeah. Before Yishtabach. Before you finish Yishtabach. So you actually say Borosh Rama Ashrei up to Yishtabach. You haven't said Yishtabach, and the Chazan all decides to play about. He's not going anywhere. He's not drumming anymore. He stopped. It was so fast to start with, and all of a sudden he slowed down. Maybe someone would tell him to slow down. Could be. So you slow down. So now you can say that wherever you can. Suppose you go in this order if you can. The best is to follow this order. That's what you should do in such a case where you've got more time. So even though you've got a wrong order, you can do that.
Once you say
Yishtabach, it looks like you've got a problem, I think. As far as I remember.
Yeah, I've got this in front of me.
There's a good question. Let's just ask you. Okay, let me just write it down, Chaim. I think. That once you say Yishtabach, you can't go back.
Why can't you go back? Why can't you go back to Yishtabach?
Saying, you finish the block, Pashtus, everything, you can go back, it's finished. That section's finished. Pashtus, that section is finished. I'm not sure, unless the Maizel, we say Shia Maizel, we're back in. We do say the Kabbalah of Tehillim there. So Chaim's asking, is it worse to go back to saying your Pesukei Zimra? Let me just see, where's this reference over here? Let's see, Yud Beis Chav, Isha Yisrael, Yud Beis Chav. Let's see what he's talking about. Kapitel Yud Beis. What happens if after Yishtabach Chav? That's wrong. Sorry, I don't know where it's Machayim, I thought I saw it here. You think you say afterwards? Okay, have a look up. I'm not sure. Okay, everybody, say. That is section on one. Focusing response to Sibor. This actually applies, unfortunately, to say as well. Actually, also interesting. Someone's done it by himself. Let's say, for example, he woke up very late in the morning during the week. He looks at the clock. It's getting very late to Sosman Krishna, or it's very late to Sosman Tefillah. Again, you should miss out this Pesuk in the Zimra. Whatever you can do in the Zimra to miss out, to get the davening properly, who are they if you've done it by yourself? Someone's done it by himself, and he's realized he's very, very late, he's behind schedule. If he doesn't miss out, he's going to miss either Sosman Shemon Esra, or he's going to miss Sosman Krishna. He's allowed to miss out in order to get that as well. Okay. If someone is mamish stuck, possibly say. It's not ideal again. If someone's mummy stuck, he can start straight from your toe without borosh or ashray in your stomach. It's not ideal at all. But it looks like that's an option. If someone's mummy's realised he's got no time to say borosh or ashray in your stomach, if he does that, he'll miss the tefillah with the tzibur.
Since
you're dying, you can see that. That's more problematic, those ones. That's more problematic. After davening, you cannot say Baruch Shalom on your stomach anymore. The brachos of Baruch Shalom on your stomach were only instituted before you get to Shemoneh Esrei. Once you've done Shemoneh Esrei, Baruch Shalom on your stomach cannot be said. So when you go over, which you do, the mice, if a person missed out Pesukim in the Zimra, there's an inyan to go over what you missed out. But afterwards, if a person started, he had no time, so he started after Yetzer. In such a case, he does not say Bosh Oma and Yishtabach. Those boxes are lost. He goes back to everything. He goes back all the things he goes back for, but he does not say the Bosh Oma and Yishtabach. That's what he said. Now, this is a bit more complicated. What happens if someone was such a rush, he did not say Antisidayim before davening. He started straight away Yitzhayah. He's not said Antisidayim. But there again is also a problem. Once a person says Shemoneh Esrei, he's not said Antisidayim. It's finished. Now, the Sezer Dayan was Mesukun for Davni, according to one shot. Once you've damaged Shemoneh Esrei, you can't make the Brachan Sezer Dayan. But, the interesting halacha is, if you realize in the middle of Pesukim Zimra, or Birkas Krishma, that you've not said Sezer Dayan, you can wash your hands then and say the Brachan. After Shemoneh Esrei, you've lost it. You can't go back and say it. Yeah, middle of Birkas Krishma, it's a chiddush actually. You can say Antis Sezer Dayan, middle of Birkas Krishma. So important, this Brachan was Mesukun for Davni. If a person missed it out, he's allowed to make it even in the middle of
business. He has to
wash his hands again. Well, you mean, unless he relies on what he did. It's a bit funny. It's a long time gap. Posh, the best thing is to make himself dirty, touch something which is a thing, make him wash himself again, and then make a brocha. But you've got a big gap between your brocha, which is the time, and the actual washing.
And every morning, you
don't need to do it. Some do it. Okay, yeah, that's right. Some do it by doubling. It's a chat. A lot of people go on min, they wash their hands at home, and then when they come to shul, they're about to sit down. You say, there's a big gap there. So if you're one of those people who do that in the chayyim, you're right, then there's no difference. Over here, all should be able to do that. Some people are mapped to wash for a bit of bracha. Elikai Neshama is also a big shayyim mishpul. Someone missed out Elikai Neshama. He did not say Elikai Neshama before davening, and he'd done it after Shemoneh Esrei. He realized after Shemoneh Esrei, he's not said the kind of Shema. Can he go back? So the enemy Shemur's got, I haven't got time to look into it now, Shemur's got a whole Shaira. It could be when you say, that bracha there, you're automatically yotzer this bracha. It's the same idea as Hakzot Shomas. So the Shemur's got a very big topic about this, a big doubt. It brings, some people say you're yotzer when you say Machai HaMesim, some say you're not. It's a pickle. What to do? So the Mishnah Berurah's advice actually is, in ways the Mishnah Berurah says, if we can find it here, non-based tests, the Mishnah Berurah says, the best, if you ask me, says the Mishnah Berurah, interesting what he says, the best thing to do is, the best is to be able to go to everyone is, in his chil kabbal is spiral, someone started Shemoneh Esrei, he really has not said the kind of shomer, shochach, because it makes the company, it's not selling the kind of shomer. You haven't been failures for bigger than the kind of shomer. When Emma Natsa, it's from Muhammad, when he says the words, when Emma Natsa, she ain't no right to lift up his air because of the kind of shomer. That I don't want to patter the brock of the kind of shomer. So he has in mind explicitly not to help for the kind of shomer. And then, after Shemoneh Esrei, he says, I'm the kind of shomer. That's what Mishmur says, the best eitzah. And then finally, Birchsa Torah is also a big problem. A person did not say Birchsa Torah before davening, and he went straight into davening without Birchsa Torah. What do you do now? So the Mishmur says, the best thing to do as well over here is in Avor Rabbah, when you say the same Libenu, you have in mind for Birchsa Torah, to be Yotz the Bracha. And then, after davening, you should learn something. So the same Bracha, Bilibeinu, that whole shtickle there is like Birchsa Torah, and the learning is what you do after davening. When you finish your Shemoneh Esrei, you say a Mishnah, maybe it's like Kodesh Shabbat, I don't know what, you say something learning, that counts for that. If you didn't do that, you've got a problem when you can say Birchsa Torah. That's a good question, but I think it could be because Shabbat's part of Tfilah. You're doing it for a mitzvah, you're not doing it for learning. So maybe the Mishnah wants you to do something which is especially for learning. It's a good question what he's asking. Why can't you have in mind a learning when you say Krishna?
Why didn't
they have Christmas in it? Ah, what's the question? What's the question? Why can't you have a marriage like Krishna? Question. It looks like, I don't know, the only thing I can suggest is that since Krishna is the necessity to be good to the mitzvah, they want the Torah to be separate. They want you to do the shame mitzvah's Torah. Yeah, it's maybe Kiddush. I don't know why you can't do both. Why can't you have your mind for both? I don't know. Well, my sir, that's what you should do. So, boy, sir, the best ones come on time. That's the best one.
Come on time, want to leave off? Nothing.
Thanks, sir. Bring us a shop. All the other things you make after. Bring us a shop. Bring us as well.
Come on,
time. I don't know. Hi. What time do you get back?